praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This series we're teaching on is called Proactive Healing. I will teach you how to walk in divine health in this series, show you how to walk with God so you won't have to have any sickness and any disease. Now, there will be a number at the end of the program and a website where you can contact us and you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they're all free and postpaid. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, people say, who do you go listen to? Well, first thing I want to know is, how many people that man got saved this year? How many people has been healed under his ministry? How many people's walking holy under this man's ministry? How many people have learned how to tithe under this man's ministry? How many people are walking into gifts of the Spirit under this man's ministry? If they're doing those things, I will listen to you. But if you've not led anybody to Jesus this year, you've not got anybody healed this year, you've not got anybody tithing this year, you've not seen any miracles this year, you don't have nothing I want. You understand where I'm coming from? You ain't got nothing I want. I want to know more about my Jesus. And if you're not seeing Him do things, then you're not walking where He wants you to be. But if you start walking in obedience to the Word, and you start believing the King, guess what's going to start happening to you? People who you teach, their lives are going to be changed. They're going to become different people. They're going to start seeing miracles happen. They're going to start walking in this proactive approach. Now then, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47 and 48, I want to show you something else. This scripture will literally knock your socks off if you really read this literally. Now, we saw what He would do if you do all these things, and we all want to live there. But in Deuteronomy chapter 28, of course, in verse 15 of Deuteronomy, I'm not going to read that, but you might read that whole chapter of Deuteronomy when you get home tonight or tomorrow or sometime, because in verse 15 He said, but if you will not do what I tell you to do. If you've still got your Bible open there, did your Bible say something like that? If you will not do what I tell you to do, then all these curses will come upon you. And He lists for the next 61 verses, He lists the different things, of devastating things, sickness, disease, you name it. And I don't like none of them. I can't read but just 10 or 20 of those verses, and my stomach gets upset and I got to quit. Because He talks about what's going to happen to me if I don't do what He tells me to do. And I don't want to live in that realm. But look at this one. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 and 48, this is just awesome. It says, because you, put your name right there, because you serveth not the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Now what? Because you did not do this. You mean that means that I have to serve Him joyful? I have to be glad in my heart for the abundance of all things? What does that mean? I mean, I know y'all don't know anybody that does this, but can you imagine a man or a woman coming to a scrumptious table that your wife has fixed a beautiful meal and just sat down and kick your feet up under that and just like a pig grab all that and eat it up and never even say thank you, Lord, not one time? I know no Christians ever do that. I know no Christian ever wakes up in the morning and don't first thing they do when they wake up is they say, oh, Father, thank You. I'm so joyful and glad, Lord, that You made this day for me. What a beautiful day You've made for me, Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in this beautiful day that You've made for me. A few Christians, I know, wake up in the morning and say, oh, my gosh, it's Monday again. Boy, y'all laughed. Some of y'all must have done that. Do you know any Christians that does that? Of course we do. Guess what happens when we do that? Guess who is standing there saying, God, look at your dumb little son or daughter. Did you hear what she just said, God? Why do you think He accuses you day and night? Guess what? He knows this book better than you do. Well, look what He says there. Because you serveth not the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Look at verse 48. Therefore shall you serve your enemies. Now, who do you think your enemies are? Satan and his demons. Therefore you shall serve your enemies which the Lord shall send against you. Who's going to send them? The Lord is. So I'm out there rebuking devils and they ain't leaving. Guess why they ain't leaving? Because the Lord sent them. Guess why he sent them? Because I'm living disobedient to him. Now then, can I change that? Sure I can. If I start living holy before the King, and I start reading His Word, and I start going to church, and I start walking in love, and I start tithing, and I start doing all those things, when the devil still tries to come against me, when I said, Satan, in the name of Jesus, out, what does he have to do? He has to leave. That's right. That's exactly right. So how many people that come to church and said, hey, I heard a man down there say we could rebuke devils. And so, man, I'll tell you, this devil's beat up on me all week. In the name of Jesus, I command you, demon of hell, to leave me. And man, it gets worse. Now guess what's wrong? You've got to sin somewhere in your life, because if you can't get rid of the devil, either you don't have enough knowledge of the Word, you're not walking in obedience to the Word, or something is wrong, because who was it probably sent your enemies to you in the first place? The Lord. Why did He send them? Because you were disobedient. Because you were not doing things that He told you to do. But Lord, I didn't know these things. Lord, I mean, I didn't know I was supposed to do all these things. Leviticus chapter 5, He says, you know, I hold you accountable for this entire book, whether you know it or not. You know what happens when you drive down Precinct Line out here, if the speed limit is 35, and you pulled off a 10 down here, and you turned the corner, and you didn't see the sign, and you're driving 55 miles an hour down through there, and all of a sudden you see a little red and blue light blinking, and you pull off, and you say, sir, there's something wrong. The guy said, yeah, you were driving 55 miles an hour. Well, so what's wrong with that? He said, the speed limit on Precinct Line is 35. Oh, I'm sorry, sir, I didn't know that. He said, I know you didn't. And when you pay this $150 ticket, he said, you'll remember it very well next time you drive down this road. Is that the way it works? And once in a while, you might get a very good, nice police officer. If he's had a good day and he really thought you were telling him the truth, he said, well, okay, I'll give you a break this time, but don't let it happen again. And we've all been blessed with a few of those once in a while. If you do something, you mess up. But as a rule, when you make a mistake, guess what they do? They write you up. And so you have to pay the consequences. But Lord, I didn't know that sign was down there. Yeah, I know. But I put it in my book. I wrote the owner's manual for you and give it to you, and I told you to read it. Now, if you didn't read it, that's tough, because I give it to you. Let me tell you, when you begin to read this word literally as your owner's manual, guess what this book does to your life? It changes your life. You start doing things different. But the enemy's done a good job on us. Then he says there, not only will the Lord send his enemies against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until you have been destroyed. We don't believe God, do we? Either we don't believe him or we don't know what he said. And I think the problem is with most of us, we don't know. Because guess who's out there that hates you with a passion? The devil. And if he can keep you out of church or out of the Word of God, well, you don't ever read this owner's manual, you're a pushover. Because guess what you cannot do? You cannot go beyond knowledge on any subject. Let's say, for instance, that I had never worked on an automobile in my life. And somebody said, I've got a problem with my car. Come over here, Thurman, and raise the hood and fix my car for me. Well, first of all, I don't even know how to raise the hood, you might say. Well, he said, I can show you how to do that. We can flip this here and do this, and there's a hood raised. And I look under there, all that mess of stuff under there, and I have never had any teaching at all on a car, and you're going to expect me to fix it? Forget it. But now then, let's say I've been trained all these years. I've been to engineering school. I mean, I know everything there is to know about a car. And I say, sure, no problem. We raise the hood, and oh, yeah, this is this, and this is what it is. Oh, yeah, here, this is what your problem is right here. Let's fix it. A few minutes, you got it fixed, you're on your way. Now, what was the difference? Knowledge. The knowledge of the Word. Why can you not do things in the Word? Because you don't have the knowledge. Because there's an enemy out there that hates your guts. He hates you with a passion. And how many of you have been to church and heard somebody teach, or a Sunday school class, and you heard a good lesson that morning, and you thought, man, that lesson changed my life. I'm never going to forget that. And you get up and walk out the back door and you go to lunch, and one of your friends comes in, you see in a restaurant, and say, where you been today? Man, I've been to church today. I had a good day at church. Well, what did the pastor speak on today? Man, he had an awesome message today. I loved it. Well, tell me what it was. And he said, I can't remember. Have any of you ever done that besides me? Guess who stole that away from you? Satan did. Of course he did. Because, see, in Matthew chapter 13 and Mark chapter 4 and Luke chapter 8, the Lord told us in clear detail about the parable of the sower and the seed. And in all of those places, he said, anytime a person hears the word of God and does not fully understand it in his heart, he says, Satan comes immediately and steals the word out of your heart. Now, can you imagine a being that's around this earth, that's loose, that whenever you store words, when they come into your ears and they begin to filter down into your spirit, into your heart, as they filter down, he can literally reach in through your being and steal those words out and throw them away. You ever think about that? But the Lord says in those places I quoted you, Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8, that any time you hear the word and do not fully understand it, Satan comes immediately and steals the word out of your heart, and you don't remember it. Isn't that amazing? We don't realize the enemy and what he can do. But when you read the word literally, you realize it means exactly what it says. So Jesus told you, and he was the one telling those stories, and if he was telling that story, guess what Satan can do? He can reach in your heart and pull those words out of you and steal them away from you. You're going to have to learn your power and authority over the enemy. You're going to have to learn how to kick him out so that when you sit down, you exercise your authority as a born-again Christian and kick him out. And when you do, then he will not be able to come to you and steal those words out of your heart. And when I learned that years ago, that's how I began to learn and hide this word in my heart and be able to recall it. You know, in the last few years, I've had the privilege to sit down with people and bring my Bible, which I left up here on the front, I guess. I don't have it up here. But anyway, I had literally had the privilege to take my Bible and set it down and go somewhere to a home of somebody that's afflicted and tormented and say, you two or whatever, three or four, open your word, and today I'm going to lead you through the word of God. And 4, 5, and 6 hours later, I have never opened my Bible, and the only thing that's come out of my mouth for 4, 5, or 6 hours is the word of God.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching. We'll start again tomorrow, right there at the very same place. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed this teaching on proactive healing. If you would like this teaching in its entirety, if you will give us a phone call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web, www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order this information free and postpaid in its entirety, in its entire teaching. Or you can go to the website and you can listen to each one of these individual programs over every day. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Praise His holy name.